Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Venice International Film Festival. We're talking about the opening film, The First Man, and with director Damien Chazelle and protagonist Claire Foy, Ryan Gosling. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, first of all, my feeling during the film is that although it is based on Neil Armstrong's story and biography, it was also maybe a chance for you to go through this man's journey and portray his struggles, and I know how we grieve and processing loss and how we should see things in perspective. So how it was for you? Was that a feeling correct? Was my feeling correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan and Claire can speak to it better than I can. But certainly I think we wanted to humanize Neil. You know, he's one of these icons that it's hard to see beyond the icon. Just like the moon landing is one of these events that's hard. It's hard to see beyond the mythology because we're so used to the mythology and the photos and the success, the glossiness of it all. I think with this movie, we wanted to try to strip all that away and reveal the messy reality and the human beings who were going through loss, going through lots of failures before this success, and just kind of what that meant to them.
Ryan, I read in the press notes that you sort of pitched it to Damien as the kitchen and the moon because you thought it was more interesting maybe to develop the human, the person, besides the public persona.
Well,
is it true, first of all, the kitchen and the moon?
It was something that we connected on, this idea of the kitchen and the moon, that, you know, I mean, the extremes of this story are so extreme. The idea that these astronauts were using, you know, this, you know, comparative flashlight of scientific knowledge to explore the universe and then still coming home to mow their lawns and take out the trash is just really incredible. And on top of that, the experience that the Armstrongs were having personally and privately in juxtaposition with the, you know, what they were sort of projecting publicly are diametrically opposed as well. So it's just this idea of duality and extremes, I think, is in a lot of the film. It's in the architecture of the movie.
We love that through the film, with highs, hands, music, silences are like filling all the gaps and really telling us more than what we hear. So how do you work on this balance and how do we work with all this to create your character and to develop this strong relationship that wife and husband had, at least in the film, so I figured in real life?
We were really lucky because Damien gave us like 2 weeks before we started shooting where we sort of pretend lived in a house and pretend be married and pretend looking after our children. And I don't know, it's weird. I immediately sort of, I've learned not to now, but I immediately trusted Ryan, and I just felt really comfortable, but it didn't feel weird, and it should feel a bit strange to suddenly just sort of be married to someone and have children with them in a heartbeat. But it just felt, there was no pressure, and it just felt really lovely, and we were given a lot of freedom to sort of, you know, mess around and get it wrong, and for me that felt like, it just felt, the object for me of the whole thing was just to be to not be observed, to not feel like, they were so observed all the time. And everything they did was sort of scrutinized and kind of looked into and, you know, turned into something that they had no control over. And so it felt like it was just an exercise in trying to pretend that you were just on your own, but with a camera there.
Okay, well, last question. It's about the sound more than the music, because I felt that there's a perfect balance between music, sound, and silences. I was wondering, how did you work on that? Because sometimes when you're supposed to hear something, you don't hear it. Mm. And sometimes it's so loud that it really gets you claustrophobic. So how did you work on that?
I think that probably just came from, again, wanting to make the audience experience, in every sense of the term, what these people were going through. So especially when it came to the space missions, there was a limited amount that they could see, you know, because, I mean, obviously there's the dark of space, but also the tininess of these spacecrafts, tiny little slits for windows. And so, you're often not even seeing what you're going after, and yet you're surrounded by this kind of sort of enormous, overwhelming sound. I mean, the Saturn rocket that lifted Neil to the moon was the loudest human-made sound in history, next to a nuclear bomb. So things like that, I think, made it very important to me and to all of us to try to capture that sonic feeling. But then, of course, there's the silence of space and the silence on the moon, which I think can be really poetic if it's juxtaposed, you know. So I think that was a big part of some of the thinking behind it.
Thank you, Damien Chazelle, Ryan Gosling, Claire Poel for First Man. Congratulations. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.